Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Everyone, welcome back to the Alex Stone Show. I'm your host, Alex Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that most Christians do not like to discuss, such as politics. Before we get started today, I just want to remind you guys that we are brought to you by MyPillow.com, some of the greatest products that you'll ever own. I have some of them right here with me. I have the My Slippers, some of the best slippers you'll ever wear. I have the MyPillow travel pillow. I travel all the time, and so anytime I travel, I take that pillow with me. Then I have the MyPillow 2.0. It has a patented cooling technology that will keep your head cool at night. And then finally, I have the original MyPillow with me here as well. All great products. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code GenZ, and you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. One of the best things you could ever do. With that being said, we have another very special guest today. He is the National Director of Operations for Veterans for Trump, and he is also the host of I'm Fired Up. Please welcome my friend, Chad Catton. How are you doing today, brother?
Alex, I'm pumped to be here, man. You know me, I'm always willing to go get America fired up, and thanks for having me on your show to do that.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to come on my show. You have a phenomenal show. You're doing some great things as the National Director of Operations for Veterans for Trump. I want to talk about some of those things, and I want to talk about really what you're fired up about. But before you do that, could you tell my audience a little bit about who you are, where you came from, and how you got to where you are today?
I was a firefighter. Originally, I started as a United States Navy CB. I got out. I started a construction company out in California, saw the housing market fall, came to South Carolina, back where my family was, and I became an occupational firefighter. I was a rescue guy. I loved being a firefighter EMT. I loved being there when somebody's worst day. And I was the guy that could possibly make their day better, or at least survivable, if you will. I ended up breaking my neck, my shoulder, and my back, and it took me out. But I was still young enough to where I possibly could have came back from it. So they gave me an arbitrary number of 180 days to get back to my job, and I did it. Well, when I went, they forced me back to work because I had to hit that 180 days. I picked up a 350-pound woman that just fell in her carport, nothing big. And when I did that, I collapsed my nerve canal in my back. And basically couldn't use my, I can't feel a certain length down my calf to my foot. Learning how to walk again where you can't really feel your foot. I had no use of my left arm for about 4 months. I had muscle atrophy. And essentially where it came down to is I asked for more time to be able to heal and do what I needed to do. And instead, the county chairman in Horry County, South Carolina, looked at me and basically said, tough. And I was fired on Christmas Eve. Not sorry you got hurt, not nothing on the job, but fired, and actually had to take my county to court because they didn't want to pay for all of the surgeries I needed and everything. I won, of course. And from there, I found my voice. My wife showed me to go live on Facebook once, and I got fired up for the first time explaining something locally. We got involved in our local lexicon. We took over the most powerful Republican Party in the state of South Carolina. We motivated other counties to do so. And from there, our political acumen, our friends, you know how this business is with your uncle and all. We found ourselves on the national stage. I just got off tour with General Flynn. I've spent some time with your uncle there at a couple of different events, and we've talked politics. And I just realized that I can't do what I used to do, and I needed to pivot. And when I found the opportunity to pivot, I did so, and I am still in service of my country, which ultimately is what I've done my entire adult life.
Wow, it is so powerful, your story of really Just how you came to do what you do today. I'm just blown away by how that happened, and it's a shame the way that things happened for you as far as, you know, your county goes and whatnot. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's happening all over the United States of America, sure, with where we are in the country today. With that being said, I want to take a pivot. You have your show, I'm Fired Up. I want to talk about what you're fired up about. I know you're fired up about a lot of things that are going on in the United States. There's a lot of craziness. What are you fired up about today, Chad?
It's a great question, Alex. And as a proud toxic alpha male, I look at the world I live in, and having been a football coach, I look at what's happening to our youth. I'm looking at the stupidity that is put on them because teachers are more focused on ideology than they are what is important for kids to go out and learn, not be indoctrinated. I look at our economy as people continue to complain that they're having trouble paying bills or their groceries. I mean, we even got David Hogg out there posted this morning on Twitter, you know, the guy that wants to take away all of our guns, saying that they're raising his rent 10%. You know, elections have consequences. And then I continue to look at the weakness that is around our country, the godlessness that we're seeing around this country, the moral fabric being continuously eroded. And honestly, Alex, it's just one of those things right now where I'm looking at so many fronts, and I don't know that we have enough soldiers to fight it. That being said, that's where I found my niche in this political fight. I'm not going to get into the weeds with you on policy. I'm not going to do those things. What I'm going to do, and what we do at I'm Fired Up, is we tell the truth. What I do is I give you perspective in a blue collar way, where the guys with the dirt under their nails don't have to sit there and listen to a bunch of people in suits try to make themselves sound smart. I break it down so you know how to fix it at your door. And as I break it down to the problems that we face, I also give you the solutions. I give you the way to fight back. I give you a way to stand up for your children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and the future that we have coming behind us, you being one of them, being a Gen Z. I look at Gen Z and wonder why. Why? What did we do? Where did we make the mistake? Quit looking at the left and trying to figure out what they are doing, and let's fix the problem, what we did based on our own apathetic way of living our life in good times. And that's where we are today, is because people are apathetic. Major down ballot primaries are today across this country that are important, that could change the entire outlook of our Congress. That people need to get out and vote. People need to get involved. People need to become part of the Republican Party. People are like, I hate the Republican Party, Alex. They're mean to me. I don't like it. They're all establishment. Well, you know what? When did we ever become a country? I look at your 1776 hat with the American flag, old glory across your chest. When did we ever become the country we took our football and went home? When did we ever just start giving up? Because why? Because it's hard. That's never been a part of the American lexicon. That's not who we are as a people. And we need to look at it in the same way as our party. Let's fix the problem at the beginning of the stream instead of watching the dumpster fire of Washington that we really can't change a whole lot of. But I promise you, if every precinct, every county in this country goes out there and finds their America First Republican Party and continues to get those type of candidates out there, you will quickly see a change in Washington. If you want to know why the idiot that you see on TV is in Congress, go hang out in their GOP. I promise you, they are mirror images. How about we start getting the alphas back inside of our GOP? How about we start getting some people with some spine? And how about we start getting some people that understand what it takes to keep a country safe and put them in our GOP? And maybe, just maybe, we can save this republic. And that's what I'm fired up about today.
Chad, I love it. I love everything that you just said. It seems as if the United States of America, you know, we're supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, right? But it seems as if more and more we are becoming the land of the coward and the home of the tyrant. And that is one of the saddest things that can happen, especially with a country that is founded on 1776 freedom. Okay, and we need that freedom back, and it starts with you and I here today in the 21st century rising up and saying enough is enough. Okay. Yeah. We've had enough of people being passive. I think one of the greatest issues that I touch on my show every once in a while is a manhood issue, that men are supposed to accept responsibility, lead courageously, reject passivity, and expect the greater reward. But we don't have men doing that. We don't have men leading courageously. We don't have men expecting the greater reward. We have men who are little sissy boys who are expecting participation trophies in every little thing that they do. It's time that we stand up and fight for truth. It's time that we stand up and fight for freedom. It's time that we expect something greater rather than a little participation ribbon. Okay? It's time that we reject passivity. There is so much passivity going on in the United States of America today. We need to reject it rather than accept it. But the reality is that we've accepted it for far too long, and it's time that we say enough, and enough means enough. Chad, how do we get to that point, especially with men? How do we awaken men and help men rise up to expect the greater reward, reject passivity, accept responsibility, lead courageously? How do we get men to do that?
That's a fantastic question. I do shows all day, every day, and that is a phenomenal question, and I hope I can answer it articulately. But when we talk about manhood, I kind of leave articulately out the window, because at the end of the day, I'd rather somebody that can protect me by punching them in the mouth than talking them down, because that's what is important. Where we are right now is exactly what you explained, and the way we bring America to that is by leading an example. You know, there's a lot of leaders out there that are put all their stuff up on the me wall and all of their awards and all of their accolades. But what a real leader is when they're gone, who come up behind them? Who did they train? Who did they turn into leaders or tip of the spear? You're only as good as the people you bring up behind you. And it, with all those of us that are standing out front, taking the arrows and the shots across the bow, we have to stand strong and show that strength so that it becomes contagious. We have to embrace the little wins. We have to ignore the stupid. We have to ignore the things that are so mundane that they have nothing to do with our political lexicon, but for some reason, somebody wants to be an expert on it and go talk about it somewhere on some show so that they make themselves feel better. We need to be right with message. We need to get our message in a message of strength, walk softly with a big stick. We need to get that. We need to start surrounding the people that are weak, that are passive, and let them realize that they have something greater to fight for than themselves. We have become a society that is very, very, very in depth into ourselves, because we all sit there and look at a phone all day. Maybe we need to go out there and start looking at our community. Maybe we need to look at our neighborhoods. Maybe we need to look at our precincts and go out there and get things done. We can bitch online all day, but really, what are we doing but farting in the wind? And I would rather people get out there and put the work in that they, based off of the hurt they're feeling, be it the economy or what's going on in this country or the pain they watch with veterans not getting medical treatment, but illegals are, you know, all of these things that are making people feel uncomfortable, you, as in we the people, have an opportunity to change it. And if you don't, then don't cry about what you receive.
I think you're exactly right. Another thing that we need to look at and go towards is the church. Something I've said many times on my show before is that as the church goes, so goes the nation.
Sure.
Okay. And the church has completely and totally gone. They've left the scene. They've stopped standing up for righteousness. They've stopped standing up for truth. They've stopped telling the word of God. And instead, they have started telling a sissy boy, kind of theology. Well, you can do what you want to do. You can say what you want to say, and it's totally okay. And it's accepted and allowed LGBT theology to come into the church. And they have totally infiltrated the church. As the church goes, so goes the nation. We need men to rise up and be pastors again. We need men who are going to stand up and tell the word of God as it's supposed to be, rather than this LGBTQ queer garbage.
You're absolutely right, Alex.
It's infiltrated everything, and we need to start and speak the word of God rather than whatever this nonsensical culture garbage is that we're seeing all over the place. The church needs to rise up again.
Alex, you nailed it. Again, we come to the beginning of the stream instead of trying to fix it midstream, right? That is part of who we are as a country. We have pastors that probably upset me more than anybody. Why? Because they're the ultimate in leader. They are the ones that help us walk with God. They teach us the lessons from the Bible. They're supposed to be the moral compass that we can turn to in times of strife. And yet I've gone to them to bring General Flynn here. I wanted to use a big church. I went and talked to the pastor, Alex, and you know what he said to me? He said, I can't do that because I'm afraid I'm going to upset some of my parishioners. And I don't want them to leave the church. So the basket has become more important than the good book itself and Jesus Christ. That's where we've gone wrong. And yes, as the rest of the country starts to go bad, these pastors need to grow a spine and actually be what they're about, right? In the military, we're about what we're about. You know, General Flynn is about what he's about. We get it done. There's not a whole lot of double talk. It'd be nice if we had pastors that actually stood for the one thing that so many Americans have died for, and that's the freedom of religion, to be able to look at your other Democratic parishioners, and instead of being worried about them taking their $5 out of that basket, maybe you engage with them and let them realize that the left is attacking our church, and it's important for you to stand with us. Whether you want to vote left or not, that's fine. You can keep your social ideology, but recognize within the church, there's only one side that is anywhere near the sanctity of God, and that is the Republican Party. And it's that simple. And our Republican Party is a dumpster fire right now. But there's America First folks like us that are ready to take that lead, take that position, push the boomer reestablishment out, and bring in what Donald Trump has shown all of us, is that we need to focus on home. And when home is great, we can take care of the world.
You're exactly right. I think Donald Trump helped us all wake up and realize what is actually going on in the United States of America. I know he helped me do that when he was elected in 2016, and then everyone really realized what was going on in 2020 with COVID-19 and then the election nonsense. And now we've come to this point in 2024 where we're coming up to the election, and it's getting a little bit scary. It's getting a little bit tough. It's getting a little bit rough for everyone. Chad, what do you think is going to happen in the next few months before the election? Do you think President Trump will be reelected? Do you think they'll steal the election or try to steal the election? We know that they'll try to. Do you think they'll be successful?
I don't talk in ways of that, right? We know that the last election was stolen. So I'm not going to say that they're going to steal this election, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to empower your listeners. And I'm going to empower your listeners by, and that's one of the things that I'm leaving Veterans for Trump to start Operation Free Nation, which is we want to get veterans everywhere across this country to become poll watchers. I want you to tell a United States Marine that they have to leave because they have a question about what they're doing in the poll. That isn't going to happen. I'm trying to find the men and women that are out there that have been through the military, that understand what honor, courage, commitment is, and is willing to stand on that line. You stood on that line once before, and who better than to empower the veterans of the United States of America to stand up when we need you once more. As a veteran, I took an oath. It has no expiration. There's no caveat or asterisk at the bottom of it. It is, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I will do that for the rest of my life. I have taken that oath. So with that being said, I look at what we can do between now and then to understand our enemy. I think we understand them very well with the last steal. And I believe that we empower people to take back their country. Alex, the one thing I love to point to is that it says we the people at the top of the Constitution, not them and their people. But because of our apathetic way of looking at our politics and not wanting to get in the fray, if you will, we have found ourselves under the rule of them and their people. It's about damn time that we the people stand up and take control. I'm not going to talk about a steal. I'm talking about a win. Donald Trump is going to win by a landslide. As a matter of fact, I just talked to P. Ray last night from Chicago and Chicago Red with Mark Carter, and we're going to flip Illinois. I think, and after looking at New Jersey, I think New York and New Jersey's in play. I'll tell you that right now. And with that, I think we might see the greatest movement towards our liberties again and this republic with the election of Donald J. Trump and a full down ballot taking over the Senate and the House. That is how we save this country. I don't want to talk about what they might do. That's somebody else's problem, much higher than me in pay grade, right? So I'm going to do what I've got to do and lead from the front on my level, in my lane, and I'm going to do everything I can so that if it does go bad, Alex, I can say I did everything I could.
Chad, I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited for the future of this country. We're running out of time. Where can people find you? How can people support you?
Go over to X is my main one. I have my other socials aggregated. Some people, they post for me. But it's just hard. You know how it is with the socials, man. But if you really want to know Chad Caton, I have a tendency to go off the deep end. Sometimes it needs to be PG, or you need to censor me. I understand, but I also give it to you from my heart. Everything I do. Come over to X over on I'm Fired Up. Number two, I'm Fired Up, and the number two and. You can interact with me. I try to go through all of my messages and posts and likes and all of that, but it is hard. But that's where I'm at. And good job on the MyPillow commercial, by the way. There isn't one pillow in this house that isn't MyPillow. So I'm a big fan of Mike. He's phenomenal. And that group around your uncle and Sydney and everybody, you know, they kind of showed us the way, right, Alex? And you're part of that legacy. And that's got to feel amazing moving into Gen Z world that you are. And I know you're working hard to bring them over. So if you ever need anything from me, I'm here for you, buddy. And I was good being on your show.
Thank you, Chad. I'm honored. Thank you guys so much for listening. Guys, go check Chad's channel out. I'm Fired Up 2 on X. Then also, once again, a reminder, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GenZ, G-E-N-Z, for a discount of up to 66% off of your order. One of the best deals you could ever get. Thank you all so much for listening. Chad, thank you so much for coming on my show. God bless you all and goodbye.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan! He's back, the MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.